Live. You can bring up anything you would like here at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can also join us, of course, on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way. And it's all, of course, free over at freetalklive.com. All the features that, first of all, allow you to actually submit content to the website. You find something online that you think is interesting, unique, or useful, something that our listeners would enjoy, submit it as show prep, and then it appears on the site. It is then subject to votes. You get to vote on what's there. You vote up the stuff you like, and you can vote down if you dislike. And then we'll figure out what our listeners, meaning you, think is important at freetalklive.com. In fact, the top story, Daryl, will be kicking off the show with tonight. So if you go to freetalklive.com right now, at this time, moment in time, it will change if you're listening to the podcast later, but at this moment in time, it is your story, Daryl. I mean, you didn't post it, but you are bringing it to the table tonight.
Yes. So there was a 40-year-old man in San Diego, California, by the name of Jeffrey Olson, who apparently has already been acquitted by a jury on 13 misdemeanor vandalism charges that stemmed from a protest message, or actually several protest messages, that he wrote in chalk in front of three different Bank of America branches in San Diego. Jeffrey Olson's attorney argued during the trial, which garnered national attention, that his client was engaging in legal protest and was not maliciously defacing property.
I mean, obviously, he was chalking on the sidewalk, and he did it on several different instances, which is why there are 13 different counts. We talked about this story not too long ago on Free Talk Live, and I guess I didn't realize when we were talking about it what the timeline was. I didn't realize that trial was imminent for this. So, wow, that's really exciting news.
Yeah, so the defense attorney, Tom Tostall, argued that vandalism law required jurors to find something was maliciously defaced.
Okay.
Tostall said his purpose was not malicious. His purpose was to inform. Olson did not deny that he scrawled the anti-bank messages and artwork outside of the banks between April and August of last year. The messages included "No thanks, big banks," and "Shame on Bank of America." Olson said he started his message campaign because big Wall Street banks nearly drove our economy into the ditch. And after the verdict earlier today, Olson said, "I realized that there was basically a criminal racket operating on my block, and I didn't find that acceptable." He said he was relieved by the jury's decision and that he had a hard time dealing with the fact that he was charged with vandalism, saying, quote, "It's shocking. It's really shocking. I never thought in a million years that using washable sidewalk chalk on a city sidewalk could be considered vandalism."
Well, I think that really goes to an important point here, and that is that anytime you do anything to oppose the status quo, they can come up with stuff to get you with.
Yes.
Now, whether or not they'll ultimately prevail in the process, in this case, thankfully, they didn't. The jury had some sense in their heads. They didn't prevail. But that's probably only because they charged him with the wrong thing.
Yes.
What if they had done what they do with the activists here a lot and charge him with disorderly conduct?
Graffiti.
Or interfering with whatever, you know, government administration or something like that. Instead of vandalism or graffiti, because, you know, there are really specific definitions to things like vandalism, as we're finding out here, but disorderly conduct.
Malicious defacing is what the vandalism charge, at least in San Diego,
right. That
they have to prove that he maliciously defaced property. And they could not prove that he did that.
Yeah, they couldn't even prove it's the bank's property, because it's not. In that case, it's, I mean, it'd be one thing if he went up
a public sidewalk.
Right. It'd be one thing if he went up to the side of the bank and wrote on the wall of the bank. They might have a better argument in that case.
Or even the, like, I guess they call it the threshold,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, a lot of banks have the doors recessed back from the sidewalk a little bit.
Yeah.
And they have their own little patch of concrete. If he would have written on that patch of concrete that is bank property, then possibly. But it was totally on the city sidewalk.
It's a surprise, though, to a lot of people. I mean, this guy thought he was in the clear, and turns out he was, but he had to go through getting arrested and all the court hassles. So, you know, he thinks he's in the clear. He goes down with some chalk. He chalks the bank. And then he comes back. Because, you know, had he done a one-off, had he just shown up chalked and then never showed up again, it probably would have been a non-issue.
Yes.
But because he kept coming back and made it into a real
over
consistent...
Over several months.
Right, a consistent form of activism, that's when they decided, well, we've had enough of this guy. We need to do something about this. And then,
all this protesting crap, it's just not acceptable.
Right, and so he didn't know. I mean, he's completely caught off guard. The idea that chalking could be considered illegal, chalking public property, the sidewalk, could be considered illegal is outrageous, but yet his case is not it's not the only one out there. There have been a lot of people that have been aggressed against by the state actors for chalking.
How many other chalking instances has the mayor come out and said that the prosecution was a waste of time?
Wow, yeah, that's pretty rare.
Did he do it after the verdict?
It doesn't specify in the article. It says the prosecution brought condemnation of the city attorney's office from Mayor Bob Filner, who called it a waste of time. And
well, I've got to say that it doesn't impress me if it was done after the verdict, because, oh, what a surprise, the mayor got on the right side of the issue. Yeah. After the issue was resolved.
It doesn't say when the mayor's office spoke out against this.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was after the verdict and if the mayor had another speech ready for if they won. This lawbreaker has service.
Right.
Justice has been served, and we, the people of San Diego, because I speak for all of them, because I'm the mayor, are very pleased.
Well, in this case, Mark, in our case here in Keene, New Hampshire, the mayor has come out against Robin Hooders before the verdict. He has spoken publicly in favor of the city. And not all mayors are hiding behind the public opinion. In this case, in Keene, New Hampshire, where myself and several other activists have been accused of saving people from getting parking tickets, the mayor has definitely come out against us.
Yep, that's true.
And by the way, there's an update in that case. I think I can break this news. The attorney, John Meyer, who I've spoken of previously on this program, is taking the Robin Hood case. Now, John is a really great attorney. He is somebody who actually does a lot of, like, civil cases, contract law kind of cases, I think. He's not really a criminal defense attorney, but he took on my criminal case when they had arrested me for going to court after I'd been given a no trespass order banning me, and also Derek Jay and Kelly Voluntarist, as well as some other activists, banning several folks from the court property. He had that overturned as unconstitutional. He did a killer job, and he did it pro bono. So this, like, John Meyer is the guy I've been waiting for. John Meyer is the attorney who cares enough about principle to take an activist case on principle. And like I've told John before, I've got this national talk show, I'd love to give you some exposure, I really appreciate everything that you've done. He's like, no, don't worry about it. This, it's principle. So he really doesn't care about getting his name out there. But I love this guy, and he's done such great work. I think that him taking the Robin Hood case on is it's going to be a slam dunk. I mean, I don't want to sound cocky, but John Meyer is really that good.
Yes. Yes, well, he is.
And they don't have a case at all.
No, their case is pathetic.
Yeah, it's pathetic. And this is, I'm beginning to see more and more, I don't know about the city of Keene, I wonder how much this is true elsewhere, but having seen that the city council of Keene was willing to break New Hampshire law in order to put their ordinance into effect.
You mean the ban on chemicals?
On the
recreational chemicals?
Yeah, the recreational chemicals, these labs. Well,
what they're calling the synthetic marijuanas.
Yeah, right. The synthetic marijuana.
But they're not being sold as synthetic marijuana. They're being sold as incense. And it says on there, not for human consumption. But my question about the not for human consumption, when are these basically idiots that are smoking things that they shouldn't be smoking, when are they going to start trying to smoke the silica packs out of beef jerky and a pack of fuse?
Because they say the same thing on them?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. It wouldn't surprise me if someone's already tried it, Daryl. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Great news about the chalking guy. He's been found not guilty. Maybe he'll have himself a countersuit now as a result of this.
Possibly.
Which would be nice to see happen. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. What's going on in Egypt? Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-453. Whether you want to talk about illegal chalkings or what's going on internationally. We'll get to the Cairo-Egypt story here in a few moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy our features on the site. We've got listening options, so plenty of choices for you to get tuned into the show. Live streams are available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got over 115 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We also have our XM option. You can go and tune us in on XM all 7 nights per week. Plus, we've got the free-to-air channel, which is available across North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. Go and learn more at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com.
In about a week and a half, I'm going to Vegas. That's where Freedom Fest is. Freedom Fest is going to be... Well, it's one of the biggest liberty-oriented events of the year. I believe it is the biggest still. It's in Las Vegas, and there's going to be all kinds of libertarian luminaries floating about. John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, many more. Freedom Fest is, like I said, July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. Be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. You can get your tickets and hotel room just by going to freedomfest.com to get registered. It's freedomfest.com.
We are talking about the chalking guy who was charged with 13 counts. What was his name, Joe?
Jeffrey Olson.
Jeffrey Olson, charged with 13 counts of vandalism and facing 13 years in prison. Now, I believe this was in California.
San Diego, California.
And he was chalking outside of a bank building, not on the bank's property, but on
three
city
different branches of the Bank of America.
Yep. And they got their man, brought him to trial, and the jury did the right thing in this case and found him not guilty. However, I don't think people should get too excited about the jury's decision in this case, in that the jury basically looked at the facts of the case. They, you know, looked at the definition of vandalism. They looked at what this guy did, and they said it doesn't meet the definition, the legal definition of vandalism.
Yeah.
So this wasn't an example of jury nullification, in my opinion. I don't think the jury made a real stand for freedom here or anything like that. I mean, I guess they could have interpreted it differently, but the law was pretty clear. Do you recall the wording of the vandalism statute, that there had to be some sort of intent?
Malicious defacing of property.
Right. And so I think they were just simply following the facts of the case. Had they charged him with a disorderly conduct charge, I think at that point you would have had a much more jury nullification style potential.
Yes.
Where the jury, of course, for those who don't know, jury nullification is your right as a juror to vote your conscience, to decide a case based on how you feel about the law itself and its application in the case, not whether or not the law was violated.
And for those that don't know, disorderly conduct and... those kind of charges, they're just catch-alls that they use for everything, so therefore you cannot not violate them.
Right. It's impossible to defend almost against a disorderly conduct charge, so that's why it would have been more
interesting. Disorderly right now.
It depends, right? I mean, it just depends on what the cops say, and usually in a disorderly conduct charge case, they just go on what the cops say, and then it's your word versus the police. And
that's generally how it is in pretty much any case, is the cop versus you.
Well, in this one, they actually had evidence. You know, this dude was absolutely the chalker. He didn't deny chalking, but in this instance, it wasn't a malicious chalking, so everything was okay.
And I do like the fact that the mayor of San Diego said that it was a waste of time, but the...
And money.
City attorney's office is still defending the, you know, going after this guy.
As though they did nothing wrong.
And
as though... Yeah. Well, do you have a quote from them?
I actually have a couple of quotes here.
Okay, great.
The write-up here from News 10 San Diego says...
Because you can't get anybody else to defend these people. I mean, you cannot get anyone to call... There's no one out there will call the show and say, yeah, they should have gone after that guy for his chalking. Because nobody sane believes that.
Especially not charge him with something that was 15 years he was facing?
13. One for each count.
It's crazy.
Deputy City Attorney... Paige Hazard told jurors that there are ways to get one's message out, and this defendant intentionally chose to break the rules. If he would have used chalk just a couple of times, then he never would have been caught. But he went back again and again and again.
Yeah, he's consistent.
Made a real nuisance of himself.
Wait a second. This charge was for chalking that... Like, it was all the times that it had been chalked. I don't understand here. Going back again and again and again, if he did it a couple of times, he wouldn't have been caught. Isn't she advocating against catching this guy in that circumstance? Saying, oh, well, it's okay to chalk a few times, but not going back over and over? Dedication's the problem here?
That is the problem. I mean, the most dedicated activists are the ones that are most likely to be targeted. Had he just been some one-off person who just got it, you know, bug in his head that he was going to go protest a bank one afternoon, and that was the end of that, then, yeah, she's right. They wouldn't have taken an interest in him. But because he was consistent with his activism and applied it on a regular basis, which makes him a really great activist, I mean, because, yeah. you know, he's consistent, that's what makes him trouble, and that's what makes him need to be stopped from their perspective.
And the San Diego Attorney's Office issued a statement saying that it respected the jury's decision
and not really.
Noted that the attorney's office receives about 20,000 criminal cases a year referred by the San Diego Police Department. Quote, this case was referred to our office by SDPD and was issued by prosecutors in the Neighborhood Prosecution Unit. That unit is charged with, among other things, working closely with SDPD's graffiti strike force. Our prosecutors never treated this case as anything more than a graffiti case.
Then why didn't they charge him with graffiti?
Actually, they have that further in the statement.
Okay.
As with most graffiti cases, Mr. Olson was offered reductions to an infraction after completing volunteer work, service cleaning up graffiti. His refusal of that offer resulted in the trial and his successful defense. The statement goes on to note that graffiti remains vandalism in the state of California. Penal Code Section 594A prohibits maliciously defacing, damaging, or destroying the property of another. There is no First Amendment right to deface property, even if the writing is easily removed, whether the message is aimed at banks or any other person or group. We are, however, sympathetic to the strong public reaction to this case and the jury's message. End quote.
It sounds like another we were just following orders kind of thing.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't think so. I've got a problem with calling chalk graffiti because I don't think it rises to the level of graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's taken spray paint or permanent marker or had to deal with something initials carved into something and then had to deal with chalk, knows that there's a distinct difference.
Yep. Yes.
If you want to make chalking a crime, then you should make chalking a crime. But
arrest
not,
little girls for it, too. For
whatever.
That happened in Richmond about a year and a half ago.
Even the one where she was chalking the rocks at the beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She drew the doorway to a magical land, and the mother wound up having to do like 50 hours of community service.
Yep. Didn't she cop a plea in that case?
She apologized. Oh, I'm so sorry. My little girl shouldn't have done that. It's such a horrible thing.
It's nonsense. Good for this guy for standing up for himself and refusing the plea deal, going all the way to trial, and then becoming victorious.
This guy is a local resident. I believe the mom there at Virginia Beach was on vacation. And this is the difficulty when you're out of town. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but most people won't stand up for themselves, even if they were living in town. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives to go back to as far back as 2006. You can download as many as you like. Just click and enjoy at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe is a science fiction web comic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. As she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system, young Nicole enters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave the oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. If you are a reader of Quantum Vibe, you should get the new Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from shop.freetalklive.com, barnesandnoble.com, or bigheadpress.com. It's got a list price of, $15. It's really quite affordable, and you can support Scott Beezer and his work. If you haven't read Quantum Vibe, go to quantumvibe.com. Enjoy hundreds and hundreds of strips there. He puts out a new one every weekday. It's a fantastic schedule and one that most webcomics can't come anywhere near. It's quantumvibe.com. It's well worth it. Scott Beezer is going to be out at Freedom Fest with me. Check him out in the exhibit hall. The Big Head Press booth will be there. You can stop by, say hi, let him know you heard about Quantum Vibe on at freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Looks like the protests are happening again, this time in a much bigger way from what I heard. I heard 14 million people. I haven't seen that corroborated anywhere.
I just saw something on my Facebook feed that said 33 million.
Wow. I mean, once you get over a few thousand, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, once there's a million people, there's nothing that can be done at all. The military can't do anything about that.
Well, in this case, the military is supposedly taking the side of the protesters.
Yeah.
CNN reporting
wisely
that appearing to throw its enormous weight behind protesters demanding the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi, The Egyptian military told the country's leaders Monday they have 48 hours to meet the demands of the people, or it will step in to restore order after days of chaos.
Isn't the demands of the people something like bring back the tourists so we have better, you know, more money or something?
I'm not clear on that. In a statement carried on nationwide radio television, the military called the ultimatum a final chance to shoulder the burden of a historic moment in our country. Protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square, listening in on radios and cell phones, cheered as the statement was read. A clearly energized crowd, growing larger by the hour, cheered military helicopters passing overhead, some of them trailing Egyptian flags. The military says it wants no direct role in national politics. Instead, the generals appear to be pressuring Egypt's first democratically elected president to restructure his government by reducing the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood in his cabinet and to call early presidential and parliamentary elections, a source close to highly placed members of Egypt's leadership told CNN. Shortly after the announcement, Morsi met with Prime Minister Hisham Kondi and Egypt's Minister of Defense and head of the country's military. I'm not even going to try his name. According to the president's Facebook page, it was not immediately known what they discussed. The military announcement comes the same day the protest movement announced on Facebook that if Morsi doesn't leave office by Tuesday, that the Temerad, or the rebel campaign group, will begin a civil disobedience movement, call for nationwide protests, and march on the presidential palace where Morsi's administration is running affairs. Now, has it been 2 years since the original Egypt protest? It seems like it's been a couple years.
Yeah, I believe it has been.
Yeah, so
seems like it's going on 2 years, sure.
Yeah, and so it was not that long ago where you had people in the streets of Egypt. They were calling for the ouster of the what was his name back then? Mubarak, I believe.
Hosni Mubarak.
Yeah, they were calling for his ouster.
Well, now they see it works.
Yeah, but what did it work to do exactly? Create another bad government?
I don't know, but it beats the hell out of waiting 4 years for a new president that's going to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from. It certainly seems more firm, I suppose, than just going to a polling location. But ultimately, if all you get is just another thug out of these ousters,
that
I
don't think seems you can... like that's what they're getting. Is they got rid of Mubarak. Got this guy now 2 years later.
Now he's a problem.
Even more people are out saying, we want this guy to leave.
I don't think we're at the point where we can start drawing comparisons to what has happened in the past. There's no pattern here. It happened once, and we'll see what happens this time. I don't think we can rightfully say, well, we know they'll just get another dictator. This is a system for changing governance that is practically unheard of, and to have two revolutions the size of these were within a half a decade is an incredible thing. And I think that we need to sit back and say, I don't know what's going to happen, because we don't know what's
going to happen. Well, I'm not claiming I know what's going to happen, but it certainly seems like the typical thing is you oust one guy and then the other guy comes in, he's just as bad. And I think that it's interesting that the military has managed to kind of play the side of the people in both of these, if I'm recalling correctly, the first one and this one. So ultimately, the chairs change out as far as the political leadership goes, but the military still stays in place. Not only do they stay in place, but they stay in place to the cheers of the people in this case. So it's a very kind of political move by the military to keep their power and to, you know, have people believe in them.
Well, I hope all the best for the people of Egypt and, frankly, the people all over the world that have taken to the streets and are protesting. I think that what this shows is that it's finally the level of dissatisfaction that people have had with their forms of government up to this point have not been expressed in a way that the levels of communication that we have now allow. People are beginning to get the kind of feedback, and they realize that everybody else is just as dissatisfied with their governments as they are, and that this is going to do one of two things. It's either going to cause governments around the world to have to supply a greater level of customer service, and we will see whether organizations that essentially operate as monopolies are able to do such a thing. I mean, we've got 9,000 years of government saying, you like it. You say you like it, or we'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to turn that around, and they're not very good at turning that around.
No,
so either
not.
They'll have to turn it around, or we're going to have something different in the world of what a government is. It's not going to be a monopoly sitting at the top telling the rest of us what to do.
Now, how many times does this have to happen, though, before people start to realize that it's not working?
Lots.
Yeah, so we're up to two now. So how many
more?
No,
we're not up to two. You're up to two in Egypt.
Right.
The fact is that these protests swept the Arab world, and they're still sweeping the Arab world. They're swept back to Egypt. This level of protest is going on around the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everywhere except for in the U.S. and Canada.
The life is pretty good in the U.S. and Canada.
Demonstrators say they've collected 17 million signatures, which is roughly four million more than the number of votes that Morsi got in the presidential election, calling for him to go. The opposition is made up of various groups and loose coalitions, and not all anti-Morsi protesters agree with the roadmap that the Tamarod campaign is advocating. Some are loyal to the ousted Mubarak government, while others want the army to intervene.
We were getting great payoffs from the Mubarak government.
So it's interesting, though, that they've collected more signatures than the amount of votes this guy received. That is something that could be done in most elections, because most people don't vote in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I bet you if you went, and so since most people don't vote, that means the remainder of the people are the ones that are voting, so therefore only a plurality or majority of the remainder need to be able to vote for somebody in order for them to win. So, you know, you might be looking at a quarter of the population voting for somebody, so it probably wouldn't be hard to get, you know, one out of three people in the U.S. to say, yeah, I think President fill in the blank, Obama or Bush or whoever, should go. Because I think the majority of people don't really care about
politics.
Right,
but you've gone out and you've tried collecting signatures for things before. You know how difficult it is.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult to collect signatures for anything in the U.S.
It's true. There's a lot of people out there who just don't care.
Yeah,
they're just too busy with their own lives, and I don't blame somebody. I mean, if you're going to a business meeting or something, then you don't have time to stop and look at a protest sheet, some sort of petition. So I get it. People are busy. They've got their own lives. I don't blame anybody for that. 855-450-FREE, but ultimately it is going to take some sort of serious disruption to people's lives to get them in the streets in this country because they're, like you said, everybody's very comfortable.
Cut the cable.
Got lots of things to distract them with, like television and sports events and all kinds of things to busy themselves with rather than things that really might affect their lives. We're coming up.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-453. That number is toll free and brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy our features on the site. We've got a bunch of them, and they are all free. Now, of course, it's not free to actually run a website, so if you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon and Newegg and some other stores online, and when you click into those links and do your shopping, you can feel good because you're getting a great deal, like from Amazon with free Super Saver shipping and their huge selection, all the product reviews and everything. It's the same Amazon experience. You're getting the same great deals, free, same shipping and all that. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut when you take the extra moment to go through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, choose the Amazon for you. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Choose the right one for you. And then as soon as you enter that site, as soon as you hit that link and Amazon's landing page comes up, just go to bookmark. And then add that to your bookmarks. And then from that point on, you can just go down to your bookmarks and hit Amazon, and it'll give Free Talk Live the percentage of your purchase if you go in that way. Again, shop.freetalklive.com.
By the way, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI's owner, one of the owners there, is Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne does a podcast. That podcast, along with some other folks, that podcast is called School Sucks Project. On that podcast, they attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination and replace it with real education. And it's a, you know, it's a fascinating podcast, but they've got this really great 12-part series called Kids Are Not Defective. It's part of the podcast. It examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. It's schoolsucksproject.com to check out Kids Are Not Defective.
More about the Egypt protests, which are growing to record numbers, from what I understand, the largest. I heard this earlier. Again, I have no way of confirming it, but I heard 14 million. Daryl heard 33 million people are in the streets.
I'll raise you to 50 million.
But whatever it is, it's supposedly the largest political protests that have ever occurred in world history. And that's going on as we speak. We'll continue on that and also take your calls. Warren is in Westchester, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Warren.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Oh, this is Lauren calling from New York.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Lauren?
Yeah, I want to talk about the Arab Spring. The Arab Spring was basically set up, most of it anyhow, by the CIA. In Egypt, our country wanted to get rid of Mubarak because he wasn't signed on onto attacking Iran. You know what I mean? You have Bahrain, and we don't hear about Bahrain anymore because You know, we have a U.S. naval base there. Even though they're still protesting, over there. You know what I mean? It's starting to get hot over there. And, but I just hope that the newest revolution in Egypt isn't controlled by our government. I hope it's a genuine, you know, revolution.
So what evidence do you have that the previous one was controlled by the CIA?
The Bilderbergers told him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's proof out there. You have Mubarak, who was a U.S. puppet, and we basically let him lose power.
Okay,
who let him lose power?
Why would the U.S. let their puppet lose power?
Because he didn't want to attack Iran.
Then he's not a very good puppet, is he? What evidence do we have that Morrissey, for one, Morrissey was democratically elected. Why would the U.S. leave their, you know, puppet who wasn't on board for attacking Iran, supposedly? I have no evidence of that either. Why would they leave to chance a democratic election, especially if it would bring something like a Muslim Brotherhood supporter to power?
Because
or do you think that election was fixed, too?
The Muslim Brotherhood and all radical elements of Islam, the House of Saud, Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, our country and the British, for that matter, have connections to them.
Okay. OPEC and the Muslim Brotherhood are really different organizations, as is the House of Saud. So I'm not sure that I can see the parallels.
The American government supports the government of Saudi Arabia.
Let me ask you this, Lauren. Has anything happened that isn't a conspiracy in the last decade?
All right. See, you guys are trying to, you know, draw me out as somebody that I'm not. It's the truth. I mean,
what are you saying? You're not a conspiracy theorist?
I'm not. I mean, I follow facts.
Could have fooled me. Don't you believe in lizard people?
I follow facts. Excuse me?
Don't you believe in the lizard people? Didn't you tell us that once?
I don't. I mean, they might as well be lizard people because I
believe
don't
in
know
that, though, right? Like, that's your thing. Like, that's one of your conspiracies that you believe in.
Well, I don't like to consider psychopathic, you know, psychopathic leaders as humans.
Are they an alien race of reptilian shapeshifters, though?
I mean, like I just said, they might as well be, because they can't be human.
That's an interesting dodge, isn't it?
Like, no, it's not an interesting dodge. It's lame. So either they can shift
lamer
shapes.
Than FDR's legs.
Or they're not shifting shapes, right? Like, I would love to be able to say that humans that do things that we would call inhuman are inhuman. But the fact is, doing the things that leaders do is
not
just very, very human.
Hey, thanks, Lauren, for the call. Good luck. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
We've got thousands of years of human history to know exactly what is human, and doing what these people do is human.
You don't know that it's human because maybe it was the reptilian shapeshifter
the whole time.
All of the stuff the whole time, and then, like, only the human race was created since after the Civil War.
Yeah, I don't know how to deal with people that might claim that there's a reptilian race of shapeshifters from
outer
space.
Maybe you don't even actually exist. We just think that you exist.
Posing as Jews. I don't know. It's crazy.
You're just a figment of everybody's imagination.
I don't need this kind of crazy in my life.
So that's pretty much how you lose any credibility, right? Like if you sounded like you were persuasive on an issue, and then somebody asked you about if you believe in reptilians actually masquerading as humans, and you agree to that, even if it's in a roundabout way, as he was doing, you kind of lose most of your credibility. And maybe Lauren was onto something there, but unfortunately, he believes in reptilian shapeshifters. So I mean, how do you take somebody like that seriously?
With lots of drugs.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so I was beginning to take him a little more seriously when he was dodging the question and saying, I don't like to consider our leaders to be human.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he was giving some kind of, giving a little suggestion there that maybe they actually are human. But he wouldn't even answer, yeah, I think they're human, I just didn't want to call them human. Mm. Like, he wouldn't even say that. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I know there's certainly a lot of evidence that the CIA has meddled and stoked revolutionary sentiment in places around the world.
Okay.
I mean, that's certainly
I'm
the case.
I'm with you.
But the CIA doesn't control 33 million people. I mean, 14 million, 2 million, however many millions we're talking about, they're not controlling those people. They're not. There's nobody orchestrating that.
HARP.
Well, if your first...
that's not the brain. That's not the one that controls HARP, the brain. Yeah. That,
no, there are
the
some who claim that. No.
That's the weather radar.
No, there's two claims about
it's
HARP.
It's Bluebeam. It's Project Bluebeam.
That's the one where there's like some crazy...
where everybody sees
hallucination
the same thing
or something,
at the same
right?
time. Yeah, and it's the subliminal message that tells you to go to the street.
HARP is the... If you listen to the... There's different conspiracies about HARP. This is the Alaskan radio tower array that blasts a bunch of wattage. That this is experimental.
It makes hurricanes
they
and
claim
tornadoes
that
and hurricanes.
Yep, they claim it'll change the weather. Some claim that. But others do claim that it's mind control. So there's a dual...
Oh, I've not heard that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the rabbit hole just goes
plus
deeper and deeper.
It's
all you need is somebody who sounds reasonably educated and will claim that they're involved in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. They can prattle off a bunch of nonsense.
I was an intern at HARP back in 1976.
Whatever.
Let me tell you what I saw.
Project Moonbeam comes from the dark side of the moon, and it controls everybody's brain. Prove that there isn't a base on the dark side of the moon.
That's right.
Prove it.
The transformers up there.
It everything since JFK was assassinated, that was actually the beginning of Project Moonbeam, and everything since then has been a crazy world of mixed up nonsense.
Mark, you are just a disinformation specialist. You are a
COINTELPRO.
You are working for the Koch brothers. And it's your job to put disinformation out there.
Right.
You're
the
a gatekeeper.
The Koch brothers work for George Soros and Rupert Murdoch, and they're together. It's all one big conspiracy, and they're on the moon controlling your
brain.
I've
not heard that one yet. heard that. That's a good one.
Just mix the crap together and throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More from what's happening in Egypt, and I don't know, maybe you're there and you want to call us. Tell us about it. You're welcome to do that, too. You can also connect with us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2520 degrees. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. To find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.